Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast on the hoof, because I am in transit as I speak with you folks. So I'm just trying to get you some content out. I hope you will enjoy it, even if the topic isn't that particularly pleasurable, because I read with some horror, really, I suppose you could say, that the COVID vaccine clinics are opening up for 12 to 17-year-olds here in Northern Ireland. Those young kids are being urged to get their COVID jabs at vaccination clinics this weekend. Go on, mum and dad, bring your Iron Maiden sang? Bring your daughter to the slaughter, eh? Bring your kids to the slaughter. Some clinics will have a walk-in system, whilst others are by appointment only. Those aged 12 to 15 must be accompanied by an adult to provide consent. Well, of course, the key thing is informed consent here. And since nobody knows what's in the jabs to start with, there's no such thing as informed consent. The Northern Ireland's chief medical officer, a totally reprehensible character, said that young people felt the threat of COVID is not something which applies to them. However, recent events where large numbers of young people were gathered together have shown us that age alone is no protection against catching this virus or passing it on to others, said Professor the Right Honourable Sir Michael McBride. Well, hang on a second, McBride. The vaccines don't stop you from catching the virus or passing it on. So what are you talking about? Why are you encouraging 12 to 15-year-olds to take vaccines which do not offer them any degree of protection from catching the virus which you say they're in danger of catching? Even though the statistics of the matter show that whilst young people may catch a virus, just like they may catch the cold virus or indeed the flu virus, the mortality percentage is so infinitesimally small. That is outrageous that you should be proposing this. And of course, as we know, the UK Joint Committee on Immunisation and Vaccination suggested that it shouldn't be extended into this age group. But people like you wanted it to go ahead anyway. Why do you want to do that? What have you got it in? Why do you have so much in for children? McBride further urges parents, carers and guardians to have a conversation with their children and encourage them to take the opportunity to receive the vaccine. Yeah, because the thing that kids really need to have is the risk of, for example, myocarditis or pericarditis. Essentially inflammation of the heart muscle. Yeah, that's what you really want when you're a teenager. You want to be exposed to the risk of that, McBride, don't you? And it's all there. The data is there. We see it elsewhere in the world where we vaccinate younger people, and especially young boys, the danger from myocarditis exponentially increases. Myocarditis is not a light. It's not something to be joked about. It's a serious lifelong condition. And yet some of those young kids traipsing in with their parents to get the jabs today and yesterday and probably next weekend and the weekend after that, some of those kids may well potentially get these terrible life debilitating conditions, all for a virus from which they are 99.99997% safe. That all seems reasonable, doesn't it? That seems really fair and very scientific and logical, doesn't it, when you think on it like that? So, yes, you should expose your kids to heart inflammation and other conditions as well, because we see from, for example, the VAERS system in the States, we have seen some deaths in the younger age group. So it's not as if young kids are, you know, immune from the vaccine, even if they are, largely speaking, immune from the virus. So there we go, folks. This is another example of what I believe is I think it was the Aztecs, or was it the one of those South American peoples who like to have the child sacrifice, you know. And it seems that in 2021, we've brought back child sacrifice. Who knew? Now, obviously, I absolutely oppose this. If I had a youngster that age, a child of my own, happily minor growing up, but I would be saying to them at that age, do not take it. Why? Why should they not take it? Well, for the very simple reason that, and this is where people like McBride are so disingenuous, there is no medium to long-term data. There can't be, because these are novel vaccines at the very just obvious level. So since we don't know what the medium to long-term consequences are, if you give it till a 12 to 15-year-old, they've got another maybe 70 years of life theoretically in front of them. So the propensity for something to go wrong is disproportionately large with them. If you give it to a 90-year-old, well, you know, 90-year-olds, that's above the average lifespan, so it's not the same degree of risk or anything like that. And initially when they started this, remember they told you, yeah, listen, don't worry about it. We're just going to vaccinate the most vulnerable, our elderly people, our elderly citizens. We're going to give it to them and those with comorbidities. And all of a sudden, now they're pushing it into 12 to 15-year-olds. And you know they will push it into 5-year-olds in due course as well. These people are monsters in charge of this. Bioweapon, I suppose you could call it, which they are just shoving into veins all around the world, and everybody smiles and everybody's happy and everyone ignores all the consequences apart from malcontents like us. Well, we have to speak out, folks, and that's exactly what I intend to keep doing with your support. And by the way, if you have enjoyed this, hit the heart button and let me know, and I shall speak with you folks real soon.